Well, the decision to suspend the tenant and situ scheme in Sligo comes at a time when the housing crisis is at its worst. And if you look at the facts, over 15,000 people are living in emergency accommodation, close to 5,000 children, and over 16,500 notices to quit were issued last year, leaving thousands of households at risk. And over 300 families and individuals across the nation are currently in limbo because of the tenant in situ scheme. Now, this is nearly every council has gone through this issue. We heard in the Dáil the other day, I think, or yesterday, Neil Martin was saying that it wasn't cancelled, but the fact of the matter is that there's no funding, and there's a lack of funding now. And if you look here in Sligo or the wider northwest since 2018, there's been a 73% increase in homeless families in County Sligo. And the number of people who are on the household waiting list now has gone up by 28%. And adults who were in emergency accommodation between 2016 and now has gone up by over 150%. So this was one of the actual things that the government was doing okay. It was the practical tools for the council that could keep people in their homes. And now removing the funding for it or not giving any extra funding is actually going to leave a lot of people exposed to emergency accommodation, which is already overstretched, and leaves us powerless to intervene.
Is there any way that the government could provide funding and not freeze it?
Well, they're going to have to do something. We have a loan here in Sligo between our emergency family accommodation and then the singles accommodation. We're literally at breaking point. So they're going to have to invest more money in the tenant situ scheme. Or, as I go, I have to keep reverting back to, we have 4,000 vacant homes in Sligo. We need to start doing compulsory purchase orders on these homes, which is lying up, just being an eyesore in the States. And either revamp them for affordable housing schemes or for social housing. There's no point in having 4,000 vacant homes vacant across the county. We need to do something. We need a radical change. And the government knows this. But it's the fact of the matter, they're waiting on the private market, which is going to suit their own investors whom we need affordable and social housing.
Do you then foresee, Councillor O'Boyle, that the homeless figure for Sligo could increase quite dramatically as a result of this?
Absolutely. We're dealing as councillors with families who are going through notice to quit terminations. And now they're given X amount of time depending on the length of time that they're in the home, but there's no homes for them. We see a delay here with Irish Water and the ESB with the social housing that's going on, whether it's Mother or Boy, the recent ones in the Dartry or the Tannery, they're only starting to be given out. And we have to see the ones, whether it's Napa Road, the rest of the council bills are always going to be delayed because of the lack of investment in Irish Water and ESB. The connection issues are one of the main sources of problems we have with getting these housing up off the ground.